What do you mean? Like, you gotta do it like right now, or?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Imagine in your head like some funky music is playing, like funky things, bass beats, and bam, bam.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're doing your intro, and I'm okay. Yeah, you do it. I'm just
gonna chill. And then we're gonna like drop in. I'll like fade that down a little bit, and I'll say, this is the official podcast of UKIRK WCU, bringing you all the good news you can possibly handle. I'm Noah McEntee, campus pastor and director of UKIRK WCU and Hillside Grind Coffeehouse Ministry. Co-hosting with me today is Wyatt Keller, a fifth-year senior at Western Carolina University with a double major in criminal justice and psychology, and also a three-year veteran at Hillside Grind Coffeehouse Ministry. 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Wyatt, welcome. Is there anything you want to say to the people listening on the podcast?
Thank you for having me. You know, I know everybody's kind of bored right now, so.
Are you doing this because you're bored?
No.
This pandemic is a time for honesty. Let's talk coronavirus for a minute. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, I'd say. It's been, I honestly don't even know how many days now, but in that.
That's a common feeling.
Yeah, just trying to, like, keep busy with whatever, but.
Yeah. And what are you keeping busy with?
Biggest thing is, I mean, you're going to hate me, but it's going to be World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. You know? Yep, wow. My only response to that is, wow.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, yeah, but I've kind of gotten to the point that I've kind of done everything. So I'm more or less just bored at this point, but.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like really cool. But, yeah, besides that, did the, painting and stuff. And that was kind of interesting.
I do like your paintings. That's a good way to funnel your creative energies. I like that.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I got really frustrated with it at first. Cause like, I don't know, I definitely just kept thinking I messed up, but I mean, do all, you know, at the same point, it's kind of whatever you want it to be, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the creative process, right? That's art. You feel like it looks terrible until it doesn't, and maybe sometimes it still does, but you're done. That's it. Speaking about coronavirus, without naming names, do you know anybody that's got the corona?
Not personally in my life, but I do know people that have people in their lives that are affected by it.
Again, not naming names, but do you know any folks that have passed away from coronavirus?
Yes.
Yeah. I know someone, and I don't want to say the name because, you know, I don't know who's listening, and that's not everybody's business, but someone that you and I both know had a relative pass away from coronavirus, and you know, that makes it a little more real when someone right nearby or someone that you know knows someone. That changes your perspective on it a little bit, yeah?
Yeah, and it definitely makes it, especially just from what I've been hearing about it as well. And, you know, I feel like it, you know, it just shows just how much more serious this really is. You know, especially like when we look back, you know, 2.5 weeks ago, it you know, it was definitely somewhat of a concern, but I just don't think, you know, as much as it is now or as it should have been, but.
Yeah. Before this got personal and you knew people or people's people that had coronavirus, there were lots of reports about celebrities, entertainers, famous folks getting coronavirus. Any one of them in particular that has touched you that you're thinking about especially?
Well, I mean, this is kind of, I feel like obvious in the whole Tom Hanks, you know?
I thought you were going to say John Prine.
Yeah, I mean, that's another huge one, you know, but
I mean, I don't know if you can see it in the webcam. We're webcamming, and I'm wearing the John Prine hat right now. This is the Lake Marie hat, sending out my love to John Prine. Honestly, Jackson Brown was the first gut check for me, and then like a day or two later, it was John Prine, and I knew it was coming too. I told my wife, because John Prine's wife had coronavirus, and I said, oh geez, John's next. And sure enough, he got it. He's at this current time, he's in intensive care.
Quick interruption to the podcast from the future. We recorded this yesterday, Tuesday, April 7th. and later that day got news that John Prine has passed away. So that's an update if you're listening to it right now. And you go put on Spotify, listen to John Prine. Okay, back to the pod. I saw him last fall in Asheville, down the mountain in Asheville. I saw him at the theater there. Fantastic show. I still listen. I made a playlist on Spotify after that of his complete set list, and I still listen to that regularly all the time. Just as a pick me up.
I mean, that's good. Yeah. I'd say another one that I heard about recently was have you probably haven't seen the special like Tiger King and all that, Joe Exotic.
I hear a lot of talk about it. I have not watched it just yet.
Yeah, he unfortunately got it, apparently. But, yeah.
I don't know the man, Joe Exotic, but, you know, prayers go out to all those affected by coronavirus. This ministry podcast, let's talk about faith for a minute. UKirk WCU is a campus ministry of the Presbyterian Church USA. We run Hillside Grind Coffee House as our outreach and base of operations. Most of what we do is in-person ministry. It's face-to-face. It's one-on-one kind of stuff. And I think a lot of what we do is just people being around people. You know that. You work behind the counter. You come to the stuff. And people being around people is kind of what we do, which is really hard right now when people can't be around people. It's been very hard for our ministry, I think, to continue to do what we do. And I'm really pained over that. You had any thoughts about this or adjustments, changes? You're not serving coffee right now, so.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's definitely sad, especially, I definitely do like what we do with the Zoom meetings and stuff like that for our ministry, because, you know, it definitely does keep us somewhat connected. But it still is, like, somewhat sad, especially when we have to, like, leave each other and stuff. But, I'd say with Hillside, I do tend to miss it a lot, and just like mainly the regulars too.
Yeah, it's different not seeing everybody all the time, and even reaching out, you know, texting or emailing folks is different. You know, Snapchat and Facebook, there's no excuse for real life in-person stuff, right?
Yeah, no, not at all.
I've talked to before in this podcast, which I know you've listened to the previous episodes, but we talked about how this current time of isolation is a lot like the early years of Christianity, when the gospel was carried by letter to the far-flung churches that themselves were somewhat isolated. In those letters, Paul frequently writes of his desire to be with the church, to be with individual people, to be there in their presence, because there's a comfort to that. And having said that, though, Paul's also very clear where his ultimate comfort is, and that is with Christ. I won't put you on the spot and ask you favorite verses getting you through this time. I'll just share one of mine. 2 Timothy ends with this. He says, "Do your best to come to me soon. Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia. Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them." And then this is where, after he's given some final instructions and mentioned some folks and talked about how alone he is, he says this. He says, "But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." I like that last part, especially after he lists off how lonely and isolated he is and how he wishes it was not that way. But then he still stands on his faith that God's going to rescue him from every evil deed and bring him safely into the heavenly kingdom. And I take a special comfort because Paul is one who routinely in scripture lists off all the things that befell him, whether it's prison or beatings or shipwrecks or whatever else. I mean, he certainly faced his share of evil deeds, And yet he still says with absolute confidence that the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. I think about that at this time as we go through a lot of hard stuff. Not exactly evil deeds, like the coronavirus is itself has a personification, is oppressing us. But, you know, these are difficult times. And a lot of people are wondering, where is God in this?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And especially like, I don't know, especially just being just alone this much. I mean, it just kind of leads to a lot of self-reflection, I think, and just kind of, you know, really understanding, you know, what are your interests and your hobbies. And I think that some people are kind of seeing this kind of falling short in some aspects. And I see it in myself as well, that like, you know, I one of the things that I'm really glad that I picked up was just the painting, even though that like it is something small and something that is something you get to like appreciate, especially in a time that like there's just literally nothing, in the sense of like there's always something to definitely like look forward to, but there's just not necessarily anything happening right now.
Yeah. As a fifth year senior.
Wise. A wise senior, right?
Are you looking forward to finishing school, to moving on, to moving out? Does this change your perspective on what lies ahead?
I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to finishing, but I don't necessarily think this way.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I definitely, but with everything, you know, it's one of those things that you just definitely have to make the best of it in that sense. And so I definitely do think it will be interesting, and, you know, just to see what is going to happen, and especially like jobs after this, you know, I think that would be kind of interesting as well. But yeah, I definitely at this point, I'm very content with like my, you know, my time at Western, I will say. And, you know, it does suck that it was, you know, it did get kind of, you know, I guess an abrupt halt, or, you know, or did have to stop and all that, but it, you know, for a great reason in that sense.
Right. Right. It's changed significantly. It hasn't stopped. I hope you haven't stopped going to class online and doing your assignments. That hasn't stopped.
I'm doing good. It's
good. Good. Yeah. But it is radically different than what you thought it might look like. And, that calls for a little bit of reevaluation and resilience as you face that. It's not what you expected, but you will get through it. You will finish. I hope you hold on to that and hold on to your faith and remember that in the face of whatever evil deeds or persecution or hardship, you'll get through it. And God is there to guide us through that and to stand by us through it. And he is able to make any terrible situation work towards his own good ends, no matter what. Any final thoughts?
I think at this point, I would just like to give a shout out to all the healthcare workers out there, all of the, the people that are having to work right now, and just, you know, and their first responders as well, because I know that they're just putting in absolutely tremendous hours. And
yeah,
you know, and it's something that I just can never be grateful enough for. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Good. Maybe next week you come back, we'll chat some more, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It'll happen.
That's a reassuring response. All right. We'll work on that. And maybe Wyatt will be back next week to co-host again. All right. Until next week, keep the faith, everybody. Stay positive. Trust in the Lord and do good. The music that you're listening to is from my friends Steve and Ezra, who formed a funky little band called The Histamines. Find their music online at Bandcamp. All right, that's it.
All right, yay.
You did good. You did good.